Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, here with some advice on healthy living. I am not a fan of red-tip photinia, and there's a reason. It's a crummy plant. Problem is that it's a weak hybrid, and it's literally dying out from root diseases. Sick photinias can be preserved with the organic program, but I don't recommend buying new ones. There are some much better options. If you haven't planted yet, there are some better choices, including several varieties of holly, viburnum, and abelia. Beautiful deciduous choices include Carolina buckthorn, American beautyberry, coral berry, oak leaf hydrangea, and winter honeysuckle. If you have some existing red-tip photinias and you want to try to save them from the cotton root rot and other fungal diseases, stop using high-nitrogen synthetic fertilizers and chemical fungicides. Go organic, in other words, and use my sick tree treatment. Punch holes in the soil throughout the root system of the plants and broadcast lava sand, cornmeal, dry molasses, green sand, and compost. And by the way, the original mother plant of the red tips, the Chinese photinia, is a very good plant, although it's much harder to find in the nursery industry. For all your gardening, landscaping, and pest control questions, or to join the Organic Club of America, visit DirtDoctor.com or our Facebook page for help, and tune into my talk show every weekend. Go organic and enjoy your healthy gardens.